The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, we discuss the 20 greatest ties in college football history. And in this countdown, we're looking at numbers 20 through 11. I thought it would be interesting to look at the greatest ties in college football history because in Division 1A, we don't have any more ties, right? So without further ado, here we go. Number 20, USC 0, California 0, October 20th, 1928. Now, USC had entered the game 3-0, and they would win out the remainder of the season to finish undefeated and win the national championship. Cal entered the game 3-0 as well, so a battle of undefeateds. But they would go on to finish the season 6 wins, 2 losses, 2 ties. This game was played at Cal in front of over 80,000 fans, and that's actually crucial in the story, because neither team in the scoreless tie came close to scoring. I mean, with 4 minutes left to play, USC finally got a little momentum. They drove down to the 20-yard line, but threw an interception. And after the game, the USC players and coaches complained. They said the field had no grass, just dirt. And the field was watered down just to slow them up. Well, this lone tie prevented the perfect season for the Trojans. Number 19, Washburn 0, Fairmount 0, 1905. This scoreless tie is on the list for one reason. It was the first game where a legal forward pass was thrown. Washburn completed 3 passes, Fairmount 2. And the actual first pass, you ask? Well, that was from Fairmount's Bill Davis to Art Salter. Number 18, Arkansas State 7, Texas A&M Commerce 7. This was the Tangerine Bowl. January 1st, 1954. East Texas State, or Texas A&M Commerce, was 10-0, and they were riding a 29-game winning streak. It was the longest in the nation. Arkansas State entered the game 8-0-1. They were riding a 6-game winning streak, but they had shut out 4 of the last 6 teams they faced. This was a battle of the heavyweights. And in the first quarter, Arkansas State jumped out to a 7-0 lead on a 20-yard touchdown pass from Spann to Turley. After that, a defensive struggle ensued until the fourth quarter when Arkansas State still clung to that 7-0 lead. But early in the fourth quarter, East Texas had the ball on its own 39-yard line. They put together a 61-yard touchdown drive to tie the game on a 1-yard touchdown run with 9 minutes remaining to secure the stunning tie in the Tangerine Bowl. Number 17, Texas Tech 0, McMurray 0. October 3rd, 1925. This one's on the list. A couple are on the list just because of plain strange. This one's strange. This was Texas Tech's first season. This is actually crucial to the story. It was in 1925, Texas Tech's first season. In the very first game, they tied McMurray 0-0, scoreless tie. But the tie was controversial because as Texas Tech went on to kick what would be the game-winning field goal that would have given the Red Raiders a 3-0 victory as time expired, the referee ruled that prior to the kick, the time had expired, securing the tie. No, that's unusual, Jay. No, that's not why it was stunning. It was stunning because the referee who called that time had expired had previously applied to be that first head coach at Texas Tech. But Texas Tech turned him down for the job and gave it to E.Y. Freeland instead. It was rumored that he made the call to exact payback for not getting that coaching job. Number 16, Florida 6, South Carolina 6, October 21st, 1911. This one is a head scratcher no matter how you look at it. Florida entered the game 1-0. And this tie, it proved to be the only blemish on their schedule, as they would go on to run the table, 5 wins, no losses, 1 tie. But not only that, the 6 points were the most the Gators gave up all season. Now, South Carolina had entered the game 1-1, but after the 6-6 tie, they would go on to lose 3 of their remaining 4 games to finish 1 win, 4 losses, 2 ties. Not only that, but South Carolina would be shut out in all of their games. Number 15, Oklahoma 7, Pittsburgh 7, October 3rd, 1953. This was the game before Oklahoma's 47-game winning streak. Oklahoma entered the game 1-0. Excuse me, 0-1. Pittsburgh entered the game 0-1 and would go on to finish the season 3-5-1. Well, after this tie, Oklahoma would go on to run the table, 9 straight wins. And they would continue to win every game from then in 1953 until the 7th game of 1957 with 47 straight wins. Number 14, SMU 17, Arkansas 17, November 20th, 1982. This was the last game of the regular season. And number 2, SMU entered the game 10-0. Number 9, Arkansas entered the game 8-1. Now, the tie was particularly infuriating for both teams and their fan base because it was how it was going to occur. And it was different from each perspective. See, from the Razorbacks' perspective, the Arkansas perspective, from their fan base, a questionable pass interference call against the Razorbacks with 3 minutes left in the game allowed SMU to score the game-tying touchdown. But from the perspective of the Mustangs, from SMU's perspective and their fan base, SMU coach Bobby Collins opted to kick the extra point to tie the game at 17 instead of going for the 2-point win. And then on top of it all, the piece de resistance, SMU was to miss a field goal in the waning seconds that would have won the game. Well, this tie was the only blemish on SMU's schedule in 1982, and it dropped the Mustangs to number 4 in the AP poll. And as a result, they did not secure the national championship. Number 13. Air Force 13, Army 13, October 31st, 1959. On Halloween night, playing at Yankee Stadium, in just their 5th season of existence, Air Force enters the game 4-1. But see, they were playing Army for the first time ever. Army entered the game 3-2, and they were a national powerhouse for many years. In fact, they date back to 1890, 70 years. Well, the new kids on the block stunned Army with a 13-13 tie. Number 12, Army 21, Navy 21, November 27th, 1926. On the last game of the season, Navy was 9-0 and faced its rival Army, who was 7-1. The winner of this game would win the national championship. So this was for the national championship. Played at Soldier Field on the south side of Chicago in front of over 100,000 fans, this hard-fought tie propelled Navy to its only national championship game. And the last one for this podcast, the number 11, tie. Stanford 7, Alabama 7, January 1st, 1927. This one should be higher. Don't know why it's not. It was the Rose Bowl. It was a battle of coaching legends. Pop Warner, 10-0 Stanford team, faced Wade Wallace's 9-0 Alabama team in front of a record crowd at the time for the Rose Bowl, over 57,000. The UPI called it the Football Championship of America. The game was the first coast-to-coast play-by-play radio broadcast. Stanford took a 7-0 lead in the first quarter, topping a 63-yard drive with a 5-yard touchdown pass. And after that, in the last 3 minutes of the game, Stanford clung to that 7-0 lead, and they faced a 4th down from their own 42-yard line. Alabama's Bubba Pierce blocks the punt. Alabama recovers it at the Cardinal 14, and 4 plays later, Alabama scores a late-game tying touchdown. Final score, 7-7. Well, thank you. That is numbers 20-11 of the most important ties in the history of college football. Join us on our next podcast where we count down numbers 10-1. Thank you for listening to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.